This episode is part of an audiobook series featuring The Daily Stoic, Meditations on Wisdom, Perseverance, and the Art of Living, written in 2016 by Holiday and Hanselman. For more audiobooks, please visit my YouTube channel, find me on Spotify, or check out my website for downloads. As always, this audiobook was produced in-house and without artificial intelligence. September 9th. Nothing to fear but fear itself. With a quote from Seneca in Moral Letters, quote, "There is no reason to live and no limit to our miseries if we let our fears predominate," end quote. In the early days of what would become known as the Great Depression, a new president named Franklin Delano Roosevelt was sworn in and gave his first inaugural address. As the last president to hold office before the 20th Amendment was ratified, FDR wasn't able to take office until March, meaning that the country had been without strong leadership for months. Panic was in the air, banks were failing, and people were scared. You've probably heard the "nothing to fear but fear itself" soundbite that FDR gave in that famous speech, but the full line is worth reading because it applies to many difficult things we face in life. Here it is, quote, "Let me assert my firm belief that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself, nameless, unreasoning, unjustified terror which paralyzes needed efforts to convert retreat into advance," end quote. The Stoics knew that fear was to be feared because of the miseries it causes. The things we fear pale in comparison to the damage we do to ourselves and others when we unthinkingly scramble to avoid them. An economic depression is bad, but a panic is worse. A tough situation isn't helped by terror, it only makes things harder. And that's why we must resist it and reject it if we wish to turn the situation around. That's all for today's episode. Thanks for listening, and I hope that you continue to grow. Check out my YouTube channel for bonus content, and I'll see you tomorrow with more wisdom.